This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
Malcolm Miggy Harris joining me in studio. Welcome, my friend.
What's up, big dog? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this week?
I'm great, man. I'm feeling real patriotic.
Yeah, we should. Team USA doing pretty well. Winter Olympics going on. And we're going to dive into that. I want to go over some highlights with you because that's what we do here is talk all things sports. But obviously, we had the Super Bowl not too long ago Sunday. I know everybody's might be a little Super Bowled out, but I just want to get your reaction on the game. Quick little take on it. I'm already over my heartbreak and all that, so it's okay.
Listen,
on my end.
I told you, man. I sat in the seat. And I was like, what's going to happen? And exactly what just happened. Seahawks did what they had to do. Sam Darnold, it's a great, you know, comeback story for him. And shout out to all the 12s. That's what they call them out there. And nah, it's a good victory. I think Drake May and the boys will be back from
I think
New
so,
England.
Too. I think they have a promising team there. Yeah. They're young. They're ready to go. Yeah. I think they've just, if anything, it's a learning experience.
Oh, yeah,
for and if
sure.
you're going to learn, might as well be in the Super Bowl.
It might as well be. I want to give a special shout-out to Christian Gonzalez, man.
Oh, my gosh. See, that was funny. Not being the biggest sports fan, I haven't really paid a lot of attention. Shows how much of a bandwagon fan I was there. But Christian Gonzalez, I finally get to kind of really see him out. It would have been an absolute slaughter if he did not play that game.
That's a special brother right
that
there.
That was unbelievable. I'm glad you brought him up.
He is a baller. Shout out to Christian Gonzalez. He's going to be very, very rich, baby.
Yeah.
If not already.
Exactly. It was something about an extension or his contract up, so now they had to renegotiate.
And
he must have been, oh my gosh. Yeah. Christian Gonzalez, definitely something to watch out for.
He's awesome. How'd you feel about the halftime show?
I was okay with it. Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. I'd give it like a B+, A minus.
Same. I thought it was cool.
Pretty good. I mean, I think he represented, Bad Bunny represented the culture that he was trying to represent very well.
Yeah.
It was unity, speaking of unifying everybody at the 100%. End, giving all the countries some love. I thought it was a really nice show.
Could not say better myself.
Yeah, I was really impressed. And I liked the little celebrity cameos. I thought it was great. For a Super Bowl halftime show, what more could you want?
No, exactly. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. It was all good news. And now we've been focusing on Team USA, like you mentioned a little bit a while ago. They are over in northern Italy doing their thing. We've been giving updates all throughout the weeks. Has any sport or any kind of specific headline kind of catch your eye?
I mean, my sport really kicked off today, man. I'm in a real affinity for hockey.
Yeah.
So just seeing hockey and Team USA, of course, coming out strong today with a 5-1 victory. Just, nice. You know, 1-0 in the column and looking to see how that's going to take shape. Right. And, you know, it's USA and Canada.
And the women's hockey's been doing really well,
too. Yes, they've been doing well as well. So I'm excited to see how it comes out.
It's really crazy. There's been a lot of records that have been broken and all kinds of things for Team USA. For example, I want to give cross-country skier Ben Ogden, he won silver medal in the men's sprint. It's the first time that the U.S. has medaled in cross-country in 50 years.
For real?
That's what they're saying.
Okay.
That's pretty impressive.
No, that is extremely impressive. Holy cow.
First time they've medaled in cross country in 50 years. So shout out to Ben Ogden. Also, there was the women's luge, Ashley Farquharson. She ended up getting a bronze medal. And she's the second American to ever medal in the women's luge.
Okay. Shout out to her.
So that
as
type
well.
Of stuff is what excites me. I love that type of groundbreaking stuff when it comes down to it.
Most definitely. I mean, there's been historic performances around. I mean, Chloe Kim, I mean, it just happened. So I don't want to spoil it for those that want to get home.
We'll watch primetime later on.
Yeah, there's some news there about Chloe that you guys definitely need to check out because it's been quite the run so far.
Yeah.
So.
It's been really fun to watch. Of course, thoughts and prayers go out to Lindsey Vonn for fast recovery.
Man.
She ended up, that was a crazy story. She came out of retirement. She wanted to be the first woman to medal at 41 years old, or the oldest woman, I should say.
Yep.
And then 13 seconds into the downhill, she had that crash, which is just wild to watch.
Dude, it's terrifying.
I don't know how they do it.
I don't either. I was like thinking, I was like, man, I would die.
They're topping speeds in that particular event, 90 miles an hour.
No.
I mean, it's like, you're just moving fast.
No, sir.
Moving fast. So, of course, you get all the highlights and everything from the Olympics on our website, hits96.com. And for all things. I thought this was kind of fun, just real quick.
Cool.
The top Google questions that have been trending this week because of the Olympics.
Yeah.
You know how people start asking. Like, for example, how is curling scored? There was actually, shout out, they got silver medal, our mixed doubles team for curling. And as you're watching that, if you're not familiar, you're kind of like, what happened? What's going on here? So it's similar to bocce. They say that only one team scores each round, and it's the closest stone, you know, the curling stone that they throw, to the center gets a point. And if you have two, then you get 2 points.
Okay.
If you have three, you get 3 points.
Nice.
And that's basically the brass tacks of it all. is how you just got to get centered point and watch what happens. See if you can get your stone to stay there. And that's why they're always bumping stones and trying to knock each other clear.
Because that dictates the score.
It dictates the score. Okay, if you get their stones out of the way and you're the only three there, you're going to get the points, not the other team.
Okay.
So next time you watch it. Also, we spoke about the luge. How do you steer in a luge? This is when you're laying down. Remember, they're going so fast.
You got the.
So they say it's mostly, believe it or not, with your calves and shoulders. Okay. That's how you're actually steering, by shifting your weight from side to side. They say the sleds have handles, but they don't really steer. It's just to anchor yourself down, and it's your tiny movements that make that luge go so you can go to the left, to the right.
See, I would think it would be a lot of core when it comes down to that.
I would imagine eventually that your core's burning. You would think that that's what's going on. Then there was like skaters wearing gloves. Some ice skaters wear gloves, and it's more or less just to protect them if they fall. That's a big one. If the speed skaters wear glasses, why are they doing that? It's usually to protect their eyes from any chipped ice that comes up.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then speaking of speed, how fast do snowboarders go down when doing the big air competition? About 50 miles an hour.
Oh, I was going to say around like 60 or 70. Yeah. They look like they're flying.
They look like they're absolutely flying, especially when they're in the air.
Yeah.
Just incredible stuff. So much fun. And we talked about it a little bit before we jumped on here. One of my favorite things about watching the Olympics is when it's on in a restaurant or a bar, wherever you are, is the sense of unity. Everybody's cheering for that same team.
100%.
I think it's awesome.
It is awesome. It's like whenever we all come together, it's like whatever's happening right now in the country, I mean, we all kind of band together and we support the United States of America. And it's a beautiful sight, brother.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. So we'll keep you updated. We've got a whole other week to go when it comes to the Winter Olympics. So Malcolm will be back next week to keep us up to date on all of that and more.
Let's bring home some medals and some gold.
How's the podcast doing? I know the studio coming together now.
Hey, listen, we are like in the red zone. Okay, so hopefully we don't get an interception. But no, shout out to the whole team. Shout out to Dynamo Studios as well for everything they're doing, Kessler and everybody. It's going to be one heck of a project opening up in March.
Excellent. So, we're looking forward to that. Yeah, remember,
of course,
follow Chatted Up Sports on all social media platforms for the latest updates. And these guys will be up and running before we know it.
Gino D with hits, man.
All right, there it is. Malcolm, thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
It's Hits 96.